Hey, sweets, do you like rains? Do you know that all the rains are not happy rains? By that I mean, when it rains, sometimes clouds are happy to do so, but sometimes they aren't. Do you know why? Listen to this story. Hey, my darling cutie pie, you're listening to your favorite bedtime stories by Panda Mama. And this story is about a fluffy cloud. Let's listen to the story. Once upon a time, in a sky full of fluffy clouds, there was one special cloud named Nimmo. Nimmo wasn't just any cloud. He had a big heart and a caring nature. Every day, Nimmo watched over the earth, spreading gentle rains to water the crops and providing shade on hot summer days and painting beautiful rainbows across the sky. As I said, Nimmo was very caring. And do you know, Nimmo had a very special bond with a young boy named Timmy. Timmy, who lived in a small village, nestled between rolling hills and lush green fields. So whenever Timmy felt sad or lonely, he would just look up at the sky and talk to Nimmo. Now in return, Nimmo would send a soft breeze to comfort him or a ray of sunshine to brighten his day. As I said, Nimmo was very caring. He loved taking care of Timmy and the village. He enjoyed seeing the flowers bloom and the rivers flow, knowing that he played a part in keeping the earth alive and thriving. But one day, something changed. As the days passed, Nimmo began to notice a change in the village. The people there became careless with their actions. They were just cutting down the trees and polluting the rivers. His friend Timmy too seemed very different. He stopped talking to Nimmo and spent more time indoors, glued to his electronic devices. He was just glued to his phone, TV, video games. And now Nimmo was just upset. He was missing Timmy. Nimmo felt very sad, heartbroken. He had always been there for Timmy and the village. Now it seemed like they didn't care anymore. Slowly, slowly, the sadness turned into anger. The Nimmo, once fluffy white clouds, turned dark and stormy. One fateful day, Nimmo couldn't contain his fury any longer anymore. He unleashed his anger upon the village, sending thunder and lightning crashing down the entire village from the sky. The rains poured, flooding the streets and causing chaos and destructions everywhere. Timmy couldn't believe what he was seeing. His village crumbled before his eyes. And sooner, he realized what the villagers and he did was wrong. And he begged Nimmo for forgiveness. But it was already too late. The damage had been done. And Nimmo was not listening to anybody. Now as the storm raged on, Nimmo also realized that what he was doing was not good. He was not good doing good to the villagers and to his dear friend, Timmy, causing harm to those he cared about the most. With a heavy heart, Nimmo finally calmed the storm. But seeing all this, what he did, he also realized how devastated and bad is anger. You know, my darling, what we have learned from this story? That anger and revenge only lead to destruction. Did you see Nimmo? He was so upset and angry that he harmed the same nature whom he loved and cared the most. So instead of lashing out in anger, it's important for us to communicate our feelings that are what we are feeling and find peaceful solutions to our problems. And it's very much important that we always cherish and take care of the things and people we love. So on this note, my darling, sleep time.